Dorothy is a prisoner in a native temple in the heart of the jungle, accused of killing a priest of the jungle god. Regent and Chandler appeal to the headman of the village, but he insists he is powerless to interfere with tribal religious laws. Regent plans to start at dawn for the capital, to appeal to high authority there. And meanwhile, Chandler attempts to free Dorothy by magic. But for the first time, he fails. The present act opens in Betty's room at the native inn the following morning.
Chandu, the magician.
Well, goodbye, Frank. I'll make the best possible speed. I'll let you say goodbye to the children for me.
Father's not gone yet, is he, Uncle Frank? Oh, there you are, Father. Are you sure you don't want me to go with you?
No, son. There's no use of both of us going. If you stay here, you may be able to help your uncle in some way. And besides, there are Betty and Natasha to look out for.
Well, okay. Gee, I didn't think I'd ever go to sleep, but I guess I must have.
You won't help your mother by lying awake nights, you know, Bob.
No, I suppose not.
Well, I'll be off. Goodbye, Bob.
Bye, Father.
Goodbye, Robert. I hope by the time you come back, we'll have found some way to release Dorothy.
I certainly hope you do.
Where's your guide, Father?
He's waiting out here. We want to start now before sunrise so we can be well on our way before it gets too hot. I'm afraid you're in for a pretty unpleasant trip, Robert.
Oh, that's nothing if I succeed in getting the priest to let Dorothy go. See you later.
So long, Father. So that's that. Gee, Uncle Frank, you look as though you hadn't closed an eye all night.
No, I haven't slept.
Well, gee, don't look so cut up. Even if Mother knew you were trying to get her out of there and couldn't, she wouldn't blame you. Why, that even the yogi doesn't bat 1,000%.
Oh, there's some reason why I failed. If I could only find out what it is.
Well, listen, you remember that time up in Montebania when you couldn't hear the message from the yogi on account of Dimitri? Maybe it's something like that, huh?
Maybe.
You don't think so?
Oh,
what do you think?
I don't know what to think.
Well, I don't want to rag you about it. Gee, I know you must feel awful. I feel awful myself.
Good morning, Uncle Frank. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is Father gone already?
Yeah, he left about 5 minutes ago.
Sorry I didn't wake up in time to say goodbye to him. I didn't go to sleep until awfully late.
He asked me to say goodbye to you for him. He wanted to get another start, you know.
Yes, I know. Uncle Frank, you know what I've been doing?
Why, what, Betty?
I've been getting some clean things together for Mother. Do you suppose they'd let us take them over to her?
Yes. About half an hour ago, I was sitting here and I heard someone come up on the veranda, very softly.
Have you been up all night, Uncle Frank?
Yes. This lady tapped on the screen and told me that for the present, at least, I might go to visit your mother. And that I might bring either one of you with me each time I came.
Oh, that's wonderful. That sounds as though they might keep her there for a long, long time.
Well, we'll soon know what they intend to do.
Well, how soon can you go and see Mother?
Oh, yes. Can we go right away? Poor Mother. She must be so scared over there with all those terrible natives and maybe bugs and even snakes. Oh, I just shivered all night when I thought about her over there.
I think we can go as soon as it's light. She won't be asleep.
Where do you suppose she is? We'll have to get one of those natives to show us.
This man that spoke to me said she was in the hut next to the temple. It seems that's their prison. They often keep people there for a time.
Well, I tell you, Uncle Frank, you and Betty go this time, and I'll stay here. Gee, you'd think Mother'd have kicked and screamed and everything while they were taking her from that temple to that hut.
She probably realized it was useless. And the best thing she could do would be to accept her captivity quietly.
Poor Uncle Frank. You feel terrible, don't you?
Indeed I do, Betty. Shall we have coffee before we go?
Oh, no, let's not. I couldn't drink it, thinking of Mother sitting over there wondering and wondering what was going to become of her. And I'll hurry up and get those things of her so she can at least have clean things to put on.
You'd better take her some water in a clean cup. The place is probably pretty mean, too.
Oh, don't, Bob. It's just as horrible as it can be. Let's not try to think of anything more to make it worse. Just a minute, I'll be right back, Uncle Frank.
Listen, Bob. Stay right in this room all the time we're gone. I don't want anything to happen to Natasha.
Sure, I'll stay here. But do you think something's going to happen to her?
I don't know. But you know, they may have found out in some way she's a dancer. And a good many of their native rites include ceremonial dancing. If they got Natasha away from us,
and took her off into the jungle. We'd never see her again.
Well, gee, don't think I'll let anybody get away with her. What if I have to shoot somebody, Uncle Frank?
Hush. Not so loud. You mustn't let the natives know you have that pistol. And you mustn't shoot it unless you actually have to defend Natasha. I mean, unless they're really going to take her away. I hardly imagine they'll try that with Dr. Shaw right here in the village. But I wanted to warn you not to go outside and leave Natasha alone. She'll be awake in a little while, probably, and join you here. Don't let her go outside, either.
Oh, but she's afraid. She's been scared so much, she won't move. I know that.
Not a word about this to Betty, of course.
Oh, sure not.
Here I am, Uncle Frank. You think they'll let us give her these things, don't you?
Oh, I imagine so.
Can we go right now? See how light it is? It's nearly sunrise.
Yes. We'll have to stop at the hut of the man we talked to last night and take him with us.
Well, doesn't it make you feel helpless to be cooped up here at the mercy of a lot of savages?
Just think how it makes poor Mother feel. Come on, let's go. Mother, we brought you some clean things to put on. I thought you'd want them.
Thank you, Betty. That was very thoughtful of you, dear.
Oh, Mother, Father's gone way up through the jungle to the capital to get the head priest to tell these men they have to let you go. Hasn't he, Uncle Frank?
Yes, Doc. We'll have you out of here in no time.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Where's Bobby?
We left him over at the inn with Natasha. These guards of yours told me I could bring but one of the children at a time.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it's so dark in here, Mother. There isn't even a single window, is there?
No. I guess it's just as well we can't see too clearly in here.
Oh, Mother, I can't bear to think you got in here just because you went into the temple to get me.
Oh, you mustn't cry, dear. Don't want these natives to think we're afraid of them.
No, that's right, Doc. Can you tell me exactly what happened in the temple?
Oh, it's so confused. But I don't see how I could have killed that priest. No, that native came to the inn, and he had Betty's scarf, and said Betty'd gone to the temple. So, of course, I ran out onto the veranda and looked around the clearing. And when I didn't see Robert or Bob or Betty, I thought he might have told me the truth. So I went over there. As soon as I was inside, they told me they'd got me there to take my life in revenge to the jungle gods for the theft of an emerald centuries ago. Frank, I'm sure it's the emerald in the emerald casket they're talking about. I tried to tell them I didn't have the emerald, and they said they knew Robert had it. Oh, I forgot to tell you the worst thing of all. Did you recognize that priest when he was lying there on the floor?
No. It was so dark I couldn't see his face, and the natives were swarming around me like a hive of bees. You mean it was someone we know?
He stayed in the darkness all the time he was talking to me there before the altar. But I knew, I recognized his voice, and I asked him where we'd seen him. At last, just before he tried to kill me...
Oh, Mother!
Now, dear, he didn't succeed, did he? You see, Frank, just before he drew that knife, he turned his face toward the light on the altar.
Who was it, Dot? Did you let him know you recognized him?
Why, yes.
Oh, that's probably what's caused this whole thing. Who was it?
It was that doctor's son we met in Singapore.
Doctor's son? But that's impossible, Dorothy.
Oh, he told me he wasn't really doctor's son at all, but that he was some sort of relative of his who was the family's black sheep, and that he had killed doctor's son some time ago, and he'd been masquerading under his name all this time.
Poor Doc. And after that, of course, you didn't have a chance. He'd never let you go with that knowledge.
That's what he said. And then he ran after me with that awful knife, and I... But of course, I struggled with him. But how could I have killed him, Frank? I know I didn't.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't either.
Oh, those horrible drums. It seemed to me they beat all night.
Yes, they did.
I asked this guard that stands in front of the house what they were for. He told me they were having a ceremony of some kind out in the jungle.
I thought I saw the reflection of flames against the sky in the night. That must have been what it was.
The very thought of it makes my blood run cold. Oh, Frank, what about your magic powers? Can't they do anything about this? Oh, I don't mean to be weak, but all this frightens me so.
Oh, Dorothy,
I don't know how to tell you. Last night, I tried for the first time and failed.
Oh, Frank. But never mind. They'll have to let me out.
There's the guard, Mother.
We'll just try to do just as they say and make them no trouble. We'll get you out of here.
Look out there, Uncle Frank, just outside the door. There's a whole line of those natives drawn right up there like soldiers, and they all have knives. You don't suppose they're...
No, Betty, no, of course not.
What is it? Is it time for us to go?
You have heard the jungle drums in the night time.
Zion. So you're from India, eh?
And you know that. But that is nothing to you. You have heard the jungle drums beat?
Yes, of course.
The jungle drums say that tonight when the moon is high, the Memsahib shall be brought before the priests of the jungle god, and the god shall give her life or death.